This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 13,480 crore rupees in Bihar in a short while. The Prime Minister is participating in a program at Madhubani marking the National Panchayati Raj Day. The Prime Minister will also address Gram Sabhas nationwide from Madhubani. Governor Arif Mohammad Khan, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and several other dignitaries are also present at the program. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the largest international steel event, India Steel 2025, at the Bombay Exhibition Centre in Mumbai today. He will address the premier steel industry event through video conferencing. The three-day international exhibition and conference will bring together leading stakeholders from across the global steel value chain to discuss the future trajectory of the sector. India has summoned Pakistan's top diplomat Saad Ahmed Waraich and handed over the persona non grata note for its military diplomats. The top diplomat was summoned last night, according to sources. This came following India's several strong measures against Pakistan in view of the Pahalgam terror attack. New Delhi has suspended the Indus Water Treaty, closed integrated checkpost Attari, and it has downgraded diplomatic ties with Islamabad. India has also suspended SAARC visa exemption for Pakistani nationals under the SAARC visa exemption scheme. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces and terrorists exchanged fire following a search operation in Udhampur district today, leading to the death of an army jawan. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the firing took place in the Dudu Basantgarh area during a cordon and search operation launched by the security forces based on information about the presence of terrorists in the area. As the forces zeroed in on the suspected spot, the hiding terrorists opened fire, which was retaliated, triggering an encounter. The operation is underway when reports last came in. The government has convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today in view of the Pahalgam terror attack. Sources said the meeting will take place at the Parliament House complex at 6 in the evening. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is likely to brief leaders of various political parties about the attack. He will also update them on the steps taken against Pakistan following the incident. At least two people have been killed and 54 injured, including children, in overnight Russian missile and drone attacks on Ukraine's capital, Kiev. According to media reports, falling drone wreckage triggered a number of fires in the city, and there are fears that several people may be trapped under the rubble of a destroyed residential building. Blasts were also reported in the northeastern city of Kharkiv, which also came under attack. This comes just hours after US President Donald Trump accused Volodymyr Zelensky of harming peace negotiations after the Ukrainian president ruled out recognizing Russian control of Crimea. South Korea's former President Moon Jae-in has been indicted on charges of alleged bribery. The Jeonju District Prosecutor's Office said Moon was indicted for corruption for receiving $152,000 in connection with facilitating the employment of his son-in-law at an airline. Mr. Moon led the country from 2017 to 2022. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest losses in forenoon trade today, dragged by realty and FMCG sectors following muted fourth quarter financial year 2025 earnings. The 30-share BSE Sensex lost 227 points to 79,890, and the NSE Nifty 50 declined 63 points to 24,266 when reports last came in. Earlier, both the indices opened lower amid mixed global cues and sell-off in auto, metal and realty sectors. In IPL T20 cricket today, hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Rajasthan Royals at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Mumbai Indians defeated hosts Sunrisers Hyderabad at 7 by 7 wickets in Hyderabad. And with that, we end this news bulletin.